is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hannah.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah. I am so happy to be in your company today. It is such a beautiful day today. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It is so beautiful that I'm actually, you know, just excited about celebrating my 18th wedding anniversary today. Yay! I salute you, my king, my prophet, my pastor, my minister, my best friend, my provider, my confidant, Dr. Chaswell Hannah. I love you with all my heart. You know, I'm not the mushy set to be on mic to say these things publicly because we're both private people, like, you know. But I have to extend this 18 years. 18 years and me and you still living? 18 years and we ain't in the newspaper, me and you? Okay. That means I must say God has been faithful to us, and I salute us. I salute us, and I pray for many, many, many more years of marital bliss. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I had to put that in there. You know, I had to honor my king, right? My earthly king. And I honor my heavenly father just for allowing us to see another day and another time here on episode 166, y'all. It's been 166 episodes for your Lane Talk Show. God is faithful. I'm your host, Coach Trish Hannah. And as we step into the month of March, we all know it's International Women's Month. We are intentionally celebrating the strength, resilience, wisdom, and faith of women who are walking boldly in their assignments. Your Lane Talk Show is a space where women are empowered, educated, and encouraged for those who are tuning in for the first time. And we're doing this for the spirit, soul, and body. Yes, we are a faith-based show. I know you're surprised, like, oh my God, she actually said God name on the radio. Yes, we do that here. But I want you to know that this is what we're all about. We are faith-based, but we're also real, all right? We have the real conversations that may not always make it to the pulpit on a regular Sunday, yet they matter deeply to everyday life and purpose, okay? Now, the show was inspired, and it was, you know, when I was informed to do this, it was primarily for women, of course, a women's talk show, but we have a lot of men that tune in, we have a lot of men that call, we have a lot of men that interact, you know, and engage in the show. So we will continue to welcome and tune in and to win prizes, because y'all been winning up a prizes now. So thank you to our male listeners who've been tuning in and just supporting the show. God bless you. All right, this is an interactive space for everyone. You can call in, you can text, or you could post your questions live and connect directly with our guests. We are stepping beyond the four walls and into media, using this platform to inform, to inspire, and impact lives across the Bahamas and beyond. All right, so last week's episode was Episode 165, More Than a Title, chosen for this, The Journey of a Pastor's Wife. Y'all, we had Pastor Audra Bain. She's the helpmeet of Pastor Brian Bain from Judah's House. And Mrs. Tiffany Johnson, she is the helpmeet of Bishop Tavares Johnson from New Victory Temple Church of God. Man, that episode was off the chain. If you are a pastor's wife, a minister's wife, if you are a wife whose husband is, you know, renowned, known to, like the Bible says in Proverbs, like the people at the gates know him very well. You know what I mean? People around the country knows who he is. He's a man of influence and an impact. This show that was aired last week is for you. So go ahead on YouTube, look up episode 165. Once again, it's titled More Than a Title. Chosen for this, The Journey of a Pastor's Wife. There you will know how to conduct yourself, especially for those women, those fast ones, you know, who like to be familiar with your husband. Yeah, you'll know how to do it properly, right? You know how to do it well. You know, you'll be a little civil, you know, how to talk and commune. You would also know the importance of praying over your spouse, praying over your husband, praying over, you know, the work of his hands, ensuring that he remains fruitful. Ensuring that he remains integral as much as you possibly can. And your prayers, of course, will influence him because of the power of our prayers. As us, we are the sanctified wives. And as the Word of God says, we sanctify our husbands. All right. Once again, we're in the month of March. So International Women's Month is what we are going to be focusing on for the entire month. And while we celebrate the strength, the resilience, and the achievements of women, there's also a side of the story that often goes unspoken. Now, many women are holding families together, managing careers, supporting husbands, raising children, serving in ministry. What else? Caring for parents. I have some friends who are actually caretakers of their parents. And sometimes when they can't do it, they have to go and hire someone to care for their parents. And just showing up for everyone else. My God. The strength of a woman. Now, from the outside, it may look like strength, grace, and composure, but internally, many women are carrying a heavy mental and emotional weight that very few people talk about. Like, seriously, like, I can't wait to share my story. All right, but that could be for another time. All right, today our conversation is titled The Silent Load. The mental weight women carry. And we're going to unpack the invisible pressures women experience, the emotional labor, the expectations, the quiet burnout, and the mental exhaustion that can build when a woman is constantly pouring out, but rarely pouring back into herself. My God. And even in last week's show, and these women, these pastors' wives, they're so resilient. They're always praying for people, you know, always casting out demons and, you know, praying and providing and just being, you know, the part of the women's this and the women's that. And, the, you know, they had so many roles and one of the questions not to bring them down in any way. But if for those who tuned in last week, one of the questions was, what are you doing for yourself? How are you taking care of yourself? When do you have me time? And the mics went quiet. Like, seriously, the mics went quiet. Like, we were on silence. You could hear a pin drop after all that talking, after all that motivating, after all of that encouraging. And so today, I have with me a wonderful guest. But of course, I'm going to talk about her a little later, introduce her a little later, but we have to learn how to navigate this important discussion today, okay? So for anyone who may be struggling or know someone who may be struggling with, you know, their life in general, just trying to keep their head above water, I want you to tag them or I want you to tell them to tune in because there's so many different ways that they can tune in. So someone will be like, okay, well, I don't do Facebook, good. We're on YouTube. I have an app. I have the Guardian Radio app. Okay, go listen to it. We're on Guardian Radio app live. You don't want to do that. You want to go on the website. Fine, www.guardiantalkradio.com. Or if you're simply, you know, they're heading out, driving in their cars, tell them to tune into 96.9 FM dial. Y'all need to hear this. You want to go on YouTube, go on Your Lane with Coach Trishana. If you want to go on Facebook, it's your name, Life Coaching, on Facebook, all right? Because we need to know. We need to tell some people. We need to encourage some people. And we need to be set free, okay? Your Lane with Coach Trishana. This is episode 166. It is brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching Journal, which is available now at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale or on Amazon. Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading. Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading. And 242 Media Connect. I'm so excited about this. Producer, I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? Good. Normally, I'll hear a little something with me, but I can't hear at all. Am I even listening to... Do I even have the right earphones in? You come check me out, because I can't hear myself at all. All right, so, y'all, real quick, let me tell you, 42 Media Connect. As a talk show host, media professional, and someone who has been in communications for many years, I know what it feels like to be searching for the right guests, the right expert, the right voice for a conversation. And I also know so many incredible Bahamians who have powerful stories, powerful insight, live, not at all. Am I listening to the right one? Sorry, y'all. This is my producer trying to help me out a little bit. But let me continue with this, right? I also know of many incredible Bahamians who have powerful stories, and they've had lived experience, you know, and valuable expertise in what they do. But they don't really always have the place to connect. They don't really have that platform to share. And, you know, as I was thinking, I was like, there has to be a better way. There has to be some type of connection. There has to be a way that we can connect, you know, our storytellers, you know, our professionals, you know, those who have an insight with those who have the platforms, those who have, you know, the radio, the broadcast, the podcasts, you know, the YouTube channels, all those different influences and ways that they can actually connect. So I created 242 Media Connect, where we're connecting media, speakers, and stories across the Bahamas and beyond. This is a centralized platform designed to bridge the gap. So if you are a talk show host, podcaster, journalist, conference organizer, corporate event planner, or someone curating panels and seminars, this space is for you. So instead of searching everywhere, you can come to one place and connect with credible speakers and guests. And if you're a professional, a coach, a doctor, a lawyer, an entrepreneur, a ministry leader, or simply someone who has a powerful testimony or lived experience, this is your opportunity to make your voice accessible. This is about access. This is about visibility. This is about strengthening your media community, our own media community, rather, right here in the Bahamas. And yes, because that's fine. We can do that, but we want to start by building home first. So 242 Media Connect is where our media meets message. And I truly believe this is going to elevate the conversations happening across our nation. So I invite you to join. Be a part of it. Let's build something impactful together. Go on Facebook. I want you to type 242 Media Connect, all right? So let me see if I can find the flyer for you, for those who are looking and viewing via Facebook and YouTube. That's the flyer, so that's what you'll be looking for. 242 Media Connect. Go ahead and let's connect, all right? All right, so I am ready. I am ready. I am ready to introduce our guest. But before I do, I want to ask a question to my audience. If you would like to share and ask a question to our guest, you can go ahead and do so. I'm giving you the, free will to ask whatever questions you may ask her, or to text if you're afraid or shy. All right, so the numbers to call today are 323-6232. That's 323-2362, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you can text 422-4796, okay? All right, so I'm excited about today's guest, Dr. Deondra Smith. She is a licensed clinical psychologist, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of two, who is deeply committed to helping individuals and families thrive emotionally and relationally. She is the founder and clinical leader of several mental health organizations, including Harbor Light Wellness Center right here in the Bahamas, where she and her team work to expand access to psychological services and culturally responsive mental health care. A proud daughter of Bahamian soil, her work is shaped not only by her clinical training, but also by her lived experiences navigating family life, identity, and community. Much of her personal and professional growth has come through motherhood, including raising a neurodivergent child while nurturing an evolving marriage, experiences that have deepened her understanding of emotional resilience and the unseen challenges families often carry. She's also the co-host of the podcast Culture and Clarity, where she explores the intersection of culture and mental health and works to normalize honest conversations about marriage, parenting, and the invisible emotional labor many women carry. Now, I can tell you, this is just a very, very short, very brief bio of Dr. DeAndra because she wears so many hats. She's a multifaceted woman, a believer. She has a strong faith in God, you know, a true Bahamian, you know, and I don't even know how she does it, but guess what? She's here, so she's going to tell you all what all and how she gets through, how she gets it, and why people like me ain't getting it. I'm kidding. But Dr. DeAndra, thank you so much for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. Welcome.
Thank you, Coach, for having me. I was already getting a little bit overwhelmed.
Wow.
Just from what you were sharing, like you said, I appreciate, though, you having me. I'm excited for the conversation.
Listen. I'm just going to make sure I don't get that. I can hear like a little echo.
A feedback, huh?
Okay, so Chris is going to work on that behind the scenes for us. So until then, listen, how do you do it? All right, let's start here. Let's start by asking this question, right? As a psychologist, as a wife, as an entrepreneur, as I've stated, you are multifaceted, right? So how do you carry it? How do you carry all of those roles and then still show up for other people?
You want the short answer?
I want the truth.
The truth is there are days when I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
There are years when I don't. I really do believe hearing that feedback now for me, too.
Okay, guess what? Let's take a quick break. Let's see if we can fix what's happening now. Chris, come on. Let's get it together, bro. Let's get it together. So, Andre, we go real quick, y'all, and then we'll see if we can fix and then get back to you.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health, company.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 378689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
Or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. I think we have fixed our technical difficulties and we should be good to go. Why you think, Mike, what you think going on today? We want to make sure sad people free, man. We ain't got time to be having all kind of different warfare. We need to make sure that these people are free so that they can actually function in the way that they should be functioning here on the earth. So, Dr. Andra, the last thing I asked, I was talking about how you have so many different roles and you play so many different roles here, you know, as a wife, as an entrepreneur, as a mom. So how do you do it?
So the real part of the answer is I cannot do it without having multiple systems in place, having a village, having support, but then also having awareness of what I can and cannot take and what I can and cannot hold or handle. So that's the quick and the simple answer.
I love that. I love that. Honestly, because you mentioned most of your transformative growth, from what I've read in your bio, came through the motherhood, especially raising a neurodivergent child. How did that experience reshape your understanding of emotional resilience and mental health? But before you answer that, can you share with the audience what is a neurodivergent child? What does that encompass? And, you know, how does that impact or influence you as a woman?
Absolutely.
As a mother.
This is where the intersection of clinical psychology, so my degree, and the experience kind of merge. So that term neurodivergent describes a difference in brain functioning. And so that's what that word really means. But when we think about what that can look like, I use that in the term to describe a child that is diagnosed with autism. My son, who is 6 years old, is diagnosed with autism. And I will say that no degree, no credential, no time in school prepared myself or my husband for what that experience would look like. And so when you talk about emotional resilience, I think parenting a different child and also doing that away from home, it helped to build a different part of me that I did not know I needed, to be honest.
Wow.
And so that's what is meant by kind of parenting a neurodivergent child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the fact that you, as I stated before, you have done, you do all of this. You said you have an ever evolving, like we're all evolving in our marriages, right? We're all trying to thrive. We're trying to move forward and ahead with that. And having to help other people who are going, perhaps going through the same thing or worse, you know? So you just, you're being there for everyone. How does Dr. DeAndra, how does she deal with herself? Like, how do you be you? How do you, understand what I'm saying? Like, when is time for Andra? When do you find time?
I will say with the layers, and with time, it has become harder to deal with Andra, because Andra existed before all the titles, before the mommy, the wife, doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And so with every title that got added, Andra became smaller. And I think what happened is life and God himself brought things in my environment, into my experience. You have to stop and say, DeAndra, you're not a robot. DeAndra, you have to take a break. Or God brings some things that forces you to take the break,
Come on. You know,
and that comes in the form of health issues, or came in the form of health issues and other things. And so I am still learning as I encourage others. I posted something on my WhatsApp today where I said, a lot of us encouragers are out there encouraging while feeling discouraged.
Come on.
And I said, and honestly, that hit me because there are moments where people look to me as, oh, all knowing. She got it together because she got doctor in front of her name and she got all these letters behind her name and she has it all together. But at the end of the day, I'm still Andra.
Come on.
Right? And so I hope that part of my existence speaks to someone else about normalizing the weight of just being who we are and how hard it is sometimes to just exist with all the titles. So I hope that I'm sure we will touch on a lot of that today.
Absolutely. Listen, there's a meme that says, hey, y'all, check on y'all strong friends, because they don't always be okay. You know, they're the ones who helping out and pouring out with everything and everyone else. But, you know, they need help too. They need encouragement too. And as I've shared in last week's time in the studio, I said, you know, coaches need coaches. Therapists need therapists.
Yes.
You know, people need other people to be poured into as well. We pour. But if we keep on pouring, then we'll have nothing else to pour, not even for ourselves. And then we're no good to anyone at all. What's the
Absolutely.
Point in that?
And the thing about that, too, is that that's what we preach every day. Every therapist, every coach, every pastor, every minister, we preach this to everyone else. And as you mentioned earlier, when you were opening up about the guests that you had, shout out to those wonderful first ladies, by the way, that were on your show last week.
Mm-hmm.
What we preach is giving so much of ourselves to other people, but then you leave empty and you're on fumes. And when you look around, there's no one there to fill that space for you. Now, don't get me wrong. We all know where that safe space is, and we know where our ultimate strength comes from, right?
Mm-hmm.
From God himself. But there are moments where I believe that God also places people strategically in your life to be able to feed you on this earth, right? And I feel like givers and nurturers sometimes don't always tap into those spaces because we attract brokenness. And don't get me now. Don't cancel me, y'all, for that. But we attract sometimes people that need something from us. So it's not a bad thing to be broken. But what I'm saying is that sometimes we attract the needy. And so we don't always attract those that are willing to fill us, you know?
That's something. I'm like, God, this is no, but see, with me, and I thank God for this, I have what is called a mentorship group called a Help Meet Army that literally pours into me, my marriage, my ministry, and the marketplace. They pour in, so they're not just leaving, like, there's no space left there, even, you know, the companionship, the friendship, and stuff, international and nationally. We gather together and we do things like that. So I would encourage those to find something, a mentorship group or something that they can actually be poured into, you actually giving and receiving at the same time. Because yes, I do also have, I'm the a mentor of 9 other wives, you know, that yes, that, you know, they do, you know, and it's okay. It's okay because that's what God has called me for. It's okay because he's graced me for that. But then you do have moments when you just want to be poured into. So I'm encouraging those. So that here's tip number one. Find yourself or pray and ask God to lead you to a mentorship program or something where you can actually glean from, whether it be, because, you know, even when we go into certain, we serve at certain organizations, we're serving. But while we're doing it, try to see if we can, I'm not saying, oh, Lord, we're not giving to gain, you know, which is, of course, the women's topic for this year. So we're not intentionally trying to gain back, but we're intentionally trying to gain in the sense where we can be fueled so that we can continue giving, if that makes sense. Yeah, environments like that, that can get poured into as well. Yeah?
Yeah. And I think, since we're on the tip, kind of, you know, portion of the conversation, I think finding that support network is so important. Mm-hmm. I think even before that is acknowledging the weight.
Come on.
Number one, it is absolutely important to recognize that something is heavy. Mm. If you don't recognize that something is heavy, you won't know how to actually either move it off your plate, adjust it, because you haven't recognized it, right? So when we think about invisible weight, I think that is so synonymous with being a woman. There's this clinical phrase that we use called disenfranchised grief. When we start to talk about grief, right? Yes, we know the different stages of grief and, you know, acceptance and denial and all of that. But there's a part of grief that people often forget about, and it's called disenfranchised grief. And what that means is that it is an area of grief that nobody else believes is actual grief. Mm. So let's just say, oh, I lost my dog. Some people may not even think that that's a big deal, right? Or some people might say, I didn't get to graduate and I feel like I'm grieving that, right? I didn't get to walk across the stage. I'm grieving that. Some people might say, that's not big. That's not something worth grieving. I think women experience disenfranchised weight, where in a lot of ways we carry a load that a lot of people don't expect us to feel as a load, because you built for that. That's what you're supposed to do. You know you went through 9 months and you went through pain. That's, you built for that. Your body built for that. You stress out because of the kids, man. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what you built for. But not understanding that, anything that is built, for example, a car is built to drive, but a car also requires servicing every year, every 2 years, right? I mean, when you think of a teacher, when you think of a medical doctor or just doctor in general, you have to re-up and update on everything that you know so that you can heal and you can teach appropriately. Why is it that women, why are we one of the few groups that are allowed to experience a level of weight and burden or feel burden and actually take a break and actually, you know, get the level of support that we need.
And society is thinking or saying, we just have to take it and move on. Just take it.
Correct.
You know, that's, we were built for that. As you stated before, our backs are broadened enough to deal with that. But you said something so important. I want you to tell us then, how can we recognize the difference between normal stress and mental burnout, because you'd be like, okay, we've been through so much, we're going through so much, and we can't really recognize that there is grief that's happening. There is some, you know, some issue that's going on with us. So how can we then tell? Because, you know, we hear, oh, I feel stressed. Oh, I just stressed out over this. Oh, my boss. So how can a woman tell? Or, and, you know, those are tuning in, because, you know, I like the male listeners as well. How can someone tell the difference between normal stress and mental burnout?
I think the first thing that we have to also kind of recognize and maybe move away from is just using that word stress as kind of an overlapping word to describe everything that we're feeling, right? So we call it a soup emotion. And what that means is that there's so much wrapped into that word stress. Mm. We say, child, I'm so stressed out. Child, I'm overwhelmed. Or I'm sad. Or I'm angry. I'm annoyed. I'm tired. Right? All of these words actually are felt under that word stress. But we only use the word stress a lot of times. So that's the first thing that I would say. It's important to recognize, what are you exactly feeling? It is very important to be able to tease that out, right? And so once you identify what you are feeling, then, like you asked, how do you tell the difference? Well, a lot of us have different tolerance levels, just like pain. Some of us are able to take a little bit more than others. It's the same thing for stress and overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And so I think the second thing to do is not compare what another person is handling versus what you're handling. Well, I should be able to handle this because so-and-so was able to do it. No, you're a different person. You're a different being to be able to carry what the other person is carrying. Mm. So it is very important that you recognize that tolerance levels are different. And so that's going to help you to decide whether this is burnout or this is kind of just everyday stress. And so the third thing that can help you to identify whether something is actual burnout is if it persists day after day after day. If it impacts your ability to function, whether it's functioning in the home, functioning at work, functioning in your everyday life, it is no longer just, oh, that's just a little inconvenience. No, this is something that should be followed up on. Because at that point, it's now causing issues in multiple areas of your life. And so burnout, I think, is a social word that we have used to kind of disguise and overlook some things that are either impacting our health mentally and emotionally.
I'm glad that you say that, because, you know, there are some signs. So what are some silent signs then? Because you said, you know, when something is consistent, it's consistent. What about with them internally? What are some silent signs that a woman may be emotionally overwhelmed, even if she looks like she has, like, I born with a silver spoon in my mouth before. Mm-hmm. I've heard I have it all together. Sis, come sit down with me for 5 minutes. Let me tell you all my story. All right. So what are some silent signs that a woman may be emotionally overwhelmed?
Hey, and before I answer your question, to jump on what you just said, or, child, you don't look like what you've been through.
Oh.
So we've been kind of taught.
Yeah. Put on the poker face.
Right.
Yeah, it's the poker face, honey.
Keep it together. If you look good, if you smell good, then ain't nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But in all seriousness, some of the signs, the silent signs, as you mentioned, which can be so loud if you're really listening, right, is that first part that I was making a joke about, but the way that someone kind of cares for themselves, right? Before we diagnose depression, or a part of depression that we might diagnose, is essentially someone caring for themselves. That means, are you taking showers consistently or skipping days where you just don't feel motivated to go actually take a bath, right? Eating, your eating habits are changing. You're not as hungry as you used to be, or maybe you're eating too much or not eating the most balanced foods.
Mm-hmm.
You are constantly irritated. Everything that someone either says, the sounds, the, you know, people being in your space, you're just easily annoyed. The things that you used to enjoy, you don't really enjoy anymore. Your friends are calling you and you're like, I won't be bothered. I ain't answering no phone call. I really won't go nowhere. And again, it is silent because nobody's knowing that. They just see, oh, so-and-so ain't it, she ain't wanna go. Mm-hmm. But really not understanding that, wow, like this is actually a pattern that's happening, right? And there's some other that are just, let's say, internal thoughts. Mm-hmm. Someone might start to believe that they are not as valuable as they used to be to others, right? Or they start to lose hope that things will never change. This will always be like this. Now, these are some of the most more intense experiences mm-hmm. that someone can have. But I would say kind of that first tier experience is that you start to lose interest in things. You know, you just start to change certain habits and you're stretched. You know, that feeling of just feeling like everyone's pulling on you all the time, that can definitely influence, I would say, an emotional stuckness in a way, if you could call it that.
Mm-hmm. And I also noticed that people carry like emotional weight, like that, like they carry emotional labor in their relationships. And, you know, I've done some coaching in the church, so I've seen it. I've seen, you know, husband and wife coming together looking all cute, you know, and dandy. Yeah, and I've heard the stories thereafter, you know. Right, like, woo, why does this invisible responsibility for us, like, why is it that do we, I don't even know how to form this question where it's like I'm so overwhelmed. Like,
why is that?
I don't know. I mean, because I think society says, you know, we keep our stuff together. Society says what goes on in the house stays in the house. And I get that. In certain instances, you don't want people in your business, right? But how can people who are going through matters, you know, whether it be, you know, physical abuse, et cetera, you know, they have those things happening inside the home. And then they're coming out, once again, looking all put together and, you know, have everything. You know, what advice would you give to those women? Because I can see some people online right now who would benefit from the answer from you at this moment.
I would say, and it sounds so cliche, but I would say that it is important to know that you are not alone. And in order to feel that for real, is that you have to connect yourself with a support. Mm-hmm. I always say that people will disclose about themselves when they feel safe. Yeah. And for someone who is in a potentially abusive relationship, their entire existence is unsafe. And so it may call for them to feel like they have access to safety. And that can be through another female or another individual that what's going on. I think that's the other part of it, is that we are now in a time where people see a lot and don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I ain't getting other people's business. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So you see someone needing support and you turn away because I don't have anything to do with me. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that it is your connection that can help that person feel safe in order to get out of a very dangerous situation.
I am so glad you said that, because there have been stories with suicides here in the Bahamas where women
Absolutely.
Have been crying out and saying they need help because of mental abuse, you know, because of issues where they feel as if they can't. You know, it goes beyond just domestic violence. It goes with, you know, having to support or provide for their place to stay, you know, not having a stable job. And so they get into this state of depression and then ultimately fall into this hopelessness, as you've stated before, and then ultimately, you know, succumb to, you know, unaliving, you know, themselves. That's the best way I could put it on air. But, uh-huh. you know, mm-hmm. and so these things happen. So how can we get to that point before it even gets to the end result? So what can we do, you know, as citizens of this country primarily, and then what can the church do? Yes, I'm going there. Mm. What can the church do to assist women? Once again, I'm hearing these stories, and most of the stories that I hear are, believe it or not, coming from the church. So let's go mm-hmm. there, because this is where most of my audience lie, to be honest. Mm-hmm. How can we help?
I believe it. No, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but I believe that a lot of these individuals come from the church mm-hmm. because there is an I think, an unintentional message that the church sends, that we are, as Christians and believers, we are to, all right, God knows best, move forward, suck it up. God wants that you can bear. Like, we have these messages of resiliency, of perseverance, of encouragement, which is beautiful. But we don't talk enough about the moments of despair, the moments of humanity, the moments of, I just feel like I can't do this. And one of the stories that always come to mind when I think about this is Samson. We know Samson for the strength that Samson had, right? And I mean, how he had the mighty force of armies. But we don't talk enough about what happened before Samson actually died, where he called out to God to essentially say that he was in a moment of weakness, feeling as if he couldn't do this, feeling as if like he just needed some support. Mm-hmm. We don't talk enough about those moments of the stories. That these out of the before we get to these stories of success and encouragement, et cetera, where people are going through, you know? And so I think sometimes with the church, we sometimes don't know what to do with that. And because we don't know what to do with it, we bypass it. And we have scripture. And then the scripture sometimes becomes dismissive, because it doesn't recognize what the person is actually experiencing.
Come on.
And so that in itself, when you start to talk about the church, what the church can do, I think the church has a real responsibility to recognize that as humans, we experience everything. Mm-hmm. We cannot just focus on the spiritual man, if you want to call it that. But if we focus on the holistic individual, that involves every other part of that person, their emotions, their mental space, their physical. Right? It focuses on all of that, not just how well this person can pray, how well this person appears anointed, and all of that, which is important. But what happens when the person gets off the praise and worship stage? What happens when the person is done preaching and they go into a dark space because they feel like they can't express their vulnerability because people expect them to be the praise and worship?
Continue, because this is what is needed. We tend to have the Superman persona, the Superwoman persona, that we have it all together. And so when it's time to really to like just break out or just to release, you don't have anyone. So there's no space. There's no silent. There's no secret space. Or what's the word I want to say? There's just no area where they can actually let it all out, like just to really share and be true, have that. And to be honest with you, even in last week's show, the women said something similar to what you're saying. It's like, okay, well, we have all these different things that we as women, we as pastors' wives, we go through so much, but we rarely find spaces or environment, safe spaces, right? I couldn't remember that for nothing in the world, doctor. Safe spaces where we can just let it all out. We don't have that. We don't have that. And so here comes
without
the pastor
judgment.
Without judgment, that part. Here comes the pastor who may be struggling, who may be going through mental things. Yes, we know how to pray. We could pull down. We could cast down. We could, you know, the Bible talks about the mental things that go on in our mind and how to pull it down. At the end of the day, we still need practical means of doing things as well. And when you made the statement about Samson, I thought about Jesus. For a very split second, he was like, Father, take this cup from me. Why? Because he was in his humanity. For a moment, he had to realize that, hey, okay, not my will then, Father. Not my will. And that showed, that is what has been keeping me sometimes when I feel as if I have to show some type of superwoman character for the world to see. Like, sis, sit all the way down and remember that you're human, okay? So if you fall, if you have a flaw, if you have an issue, that's too bad. The same person who's judging you, they must have but 10 different things going on with them as well. You're human first.
So human first. And I think that's where the church has... Again, I get why we have the position we have, and that position is that we are to instill hope. We are to continue to, you know, move people forward. But in our pursuit of pushing people forward and making sure that they don't lose hope, we overlook the moments of hopelessness that is real. When we think of that idea of suicide, a lot of people don't know this, but for every diagnosis that we give, there's a criteria that a person has to meet. When you go to your medical, your primary, and they diagnose you with the flu or COVID or strep, there are certain criteria that you have to meet, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same for depression. One of the depressive criteria is a feeling of hopelessness. That's the criteria. And so it is why that stands out is that if our one of our main goals as the church is to give hope, then shouldn't we be tuned in or attuned to those individuals that are experiencing hopelessness, even if they are in our congregation? We should be the ones to be able to say, you know what? Hey, I know you did a beautiful job leading praise and worship just now, but I noticed that when you sat down, you really look sad. You look out of it. You okay? You know what? Take a break. Come talk to me. Or let me give you someone else to talk to. Versus, hey, you could come out next week to the revival.
Yeah, we can need you. We need somebody to lead the praise and worship team, because ain't nobody else could do it, only you.
We have to understand that we have to serve all aspects of our people.
My God. No, because, okay, we talk about these things. I like practical things. I like things that they can actually take and use. So for instance, about having a roster, can the church, and this is not just the church, but for your corporate, you know, businesses, even as an entrepreneur, find a roster, find something where you can delegate. Find, when you are a mother, if you can, the community, you said your village, find people that you can depend on, obviously, and you can trust, that can help to lessen the load. Stop thinking that you can do all things all by yourself. This reminds me of how I used to be, and I still like that, I ain't gonna lie. God gonna have to deliver me. When I go to the grocery store, every bag went in my back trunk, coming out, and that one go.
I ain't going back.
I'm putting everything on my arm. Don't let me have to go to Walmart to get my stuff. But my point is this. We carry this load, and in most cases, the thing either drop or the plastic tear, because there's just so much weight. It has ridges on your hand. You leave with some effect or some impact or something, because you couldn't ask someone, ask the children to stop what they were doing, or ask your husband, can you come and lift some of these things from me? I have a point in that. Yeah, you have to ask for help.
But you know what it is, too? I think we've been socialized, especially in our culture, to think that asking for help is equivalent to weakness, especially as a woman. Because you're supposed to be able to do it all, because your mother did it, your grandmother did it, everybody else did it. So you're supposed to be able to do it. Mm. And that is such a damaging belief, you know, that we have. I remember my own self being a newly married, you know, young woman and marrying a man from the island. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that mean you're supposed to have two meat on the plate every Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
You're supposed to make sure that things are spick and span all the time. Mm-hmm. Right. That was what my impression, again, I put that on myself. Mm-hmm. That was my impression of what was expected of me as a wife. And I remember going through a lot of different moments that, thank God, you know, my husband helped me to also kind of squash for myself. But going through those moments where I felt like I'm insufficient, right? I am deficient also as a wife if I'm not doing this, if I'm not doing that. And it took my husband to be able to assist me to say, listen, it's two of us. You don't have to take all of this on. But imagine the household or the partner that does not offer that kind of support. Mm-hmm. And it is the woman that is trying to do it all and to prove,
I'm independent,
whether to herself, to others, that I am enough, that I can do this. You know, that's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. That is. And even in that, in marriages and families, I want to ask, like, what are some healthy ways that women can begin communicating that they are mentally overwhelmed? I know you shared about, you know, we shared about finding safe spaces, you know. So even as you shared, you know, you thought that you had to do it on your own. You had this perspective of how a wife should be, or how a wife to an island man should be, because trust me, that ain't just island man, that's everywhere. Especially our skin color, Bahamian food on a good Sunday, all right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, so we get all of this things, and it's basically made up in our head, and if it's not in our head, it's our culture of how we should be or what we should be doing. How can we communicate that we have it together, that we're overwhelmed?
I think the first thing is recognizing that it's okay to not have it together. That's the first thing. And then tapping into another individual that you are safe with, you can be vulnerable with. And it does help if it's somebody who has lived your experience, who might be able to provide you with, you know, like some reassurance, some validation that, hey, you ain't alone. We going through this the same, right? And then, you know, as you mentioned too, tapping into support spaces that will feed into you and will allow you to just be who you are. And then the last part too is to communicate that with your partner.
Yeah.
Without the fear that that partner will either judge you, leave you, speak bad about you. And if that's the case, if you do fear those things, then that sounds like that's another conversation. That's not something that you can fix by yourself.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's now involving where maybe there needs to be some marital couple discussions about where things are, because if you can't be safe in your relationship, that's going to definitely impact the experience that you have individually on an individual level.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about then the dangers of suppressing those emotions, the dangers of not finding a safe space, the dangers of not being able to share what's going on with you.
Yeah. You know, I think there's complete connection between the mind, the body, and the soul. And so when we suppress things, they show up in other ways. So you have that persistent headache, or that tension in your chest, or every time you eat something, it makes you nauseous. You know, those can be biological or physical outcomes of suppressing things mentally and emotionally. As I mentioned before, just changes in your behavior, irritability, increased irritability. You're snapping at everybody. Your tolerance level is like this when it used to be, you know, you had a lot of patience. You just withdraw from people. You don't want to engage more. You start to see changes in other aspects of your life when you suppress. And then at the end of the day, the person that gets the most damage is you. You are the person now that have to sit in isolation because of the fact that you've now pushed a lot of people away because of your irritability. You have either, people don't want to be around you because you're not really a joy to be around, right? And so suppression or repression of experiences, honestly, just have long-term effects that I think everybody should avoid if they can.
Yeah. So what do you recommend then as far as like taking care of yourself? Like, because I know a lot of women who feel guilty when they try to, you know, put themselves first in situations where they need to stop whatever it is, whatever responsibilities that they have to try to cater to them. How can women release that guilt?
I think the way that we can release that guilt is being surrounded by individuals that will reinforce the need for the breaks. So again, I go back, I hate to do it, but if you are in a relationship, your partner is one of those main individuals that can help to break that guilt. The people that you surround yourself with, your support system, they can help to break that guilt. But again, it's also you reassuring yourself that I deserve a break.
Yeah.
I'm not a robot. I am human, and I have a limit. The gas gauge in the car can go empty, right? Even the car itself has a limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have a limit too, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think as we were talking about that, what came to mind too is this might be an unpopular decision. I mean, unpopular opinion. But getting your nails done isn't just self-care. Going to buy something for yourself isn't just self-care. You know, I feel like there are tiers and levels to self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care can also mean removing the relationship that wasn't serving you anymore. Self-care can also mean that I advocated for myself on my job. And I said what I didn't want to say before, and I said it. Self-care could mean that I asked for help, right? These are things that are helping to nurture ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's not just the fact that we have to spend money in order to care for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you go take a walk on the beach. Go take a walk on the park. Go read a book.
Yeah.
To try to, and you know, enhance your knowledge on something, something that's not so strenuous or tedious, you know, something where you can actually get a breather. Like I totally believe in rest completely. Like I go all out. Like when I'm asked to speak at places, the first thing they be like, okay, I just want you to talk to women or whatever have you. Yeah, we're gonna talk about rest, sis. We're gonna talk about it. Because the people who you think should be resting or who you would think would know better to be resting, they ain't doing it. So I'm just here to knock on the door to remind you, in order for us to cater to everyone else, we have to cater to ourselves first. It's only right. And I'm saying this unselfishly. Like, you literally cannot pour until you have already been resting. You know what it is for a cranky person to deal with a baby or a toddler?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's sleepy, someone who's hungry. There's no grace in that. There's no gentleness in that. You're not displaying the fruit of the spirit when you're cranky and irritable, annoyed.
I mean, that in itself, that's a whole other subset of what if you can't get rest, right? You're a new mother with young babies, or you're a mom of two toddlers. What happens when you can't get rest? That's where the village comes in.
Yes.
That's where, honestly, like you're bringing up, okay, we can't keep saying, man, sleep, man, you need to rest. You need to rest. But yet we're also not
providing that service
for the person to get rest.
My God.
Right? That's the benefit of the village. If the village does what the village is supposed to do, then someone would not have to beg for support. And I think as women, we are more attuned to when things are lacking. And I say that because that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's where the village comes in for sure.
I love
is that. Offering help.
I want you to speak directly to women right now who are listening in, who feel mentally tired, but doesn't feel that she has the permission to rest. What would you say to her?
I would say you deserve more than what you've probably been given. And it is important to recognize that there are limits to everything, including us. We are the strength, the backbone, the arm, the leg, the heart of a lot of structures. And it is important to understand that if you go, a lot of things will fall apart. And so it's important for you to recognize where you are needed and recognize what you need in order to take care of yourself and to take care of everyone else around you. If you are unable to find the ways or the moments to even begin, tap into another woman that you admire something about and ask her how she did it. Ask her how she's doing it. Because I promise you, she will tell you that she's experienced a lot of the same things that you've experienced. You do not have to walk this journey alone.
I absolutely love that, Doctor. You're listening to Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah. We have Dr. DeAndra Smith on board, telling us, teaching us, admonishing us to get the rest, admonishing us to find the village, admonishing us to find that safe space, not to be so independent that we can't ask for help, not to be so prideful that we can't ask for help. You know, she's telling us it's more to just praying, because of course we know prayer works, but prayer without works, but faith without works is dead. So it's like, okay, we could say we could pray, but what are you doing about it? You're just sitting there and just, you know, we go down, we ask. We have not because we ask not. Ask and it shall be given unto you. It's as simple as that. All right. Don't expect another thing. Don't expect the church to just automatically know what you need. It's okay to share and say, okay, well, this is what is going on with me. And then leave it up to the leaders. Hopefully we got some really good responsible leaders, because we do have some leaders out there who are pretty phenomenal. All right. And they care and they nurture their flock. And so reach out to them and allow them to give you guidance on how to deal with the silent load. All right. We don't want to have another news report about a woman or a man who has, you know, unalived themselves because of the load. Why are you carrying this load? This load is never meant for you. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on. We're going to take a quick break. And then right after the break, we'll just, you know, wrap up with Dr. Deondra, and then we'll have a special guest talk to us about what's happening this weekend. Stay tuned.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices, distributed by Thompson Trading.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's location. Located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trishana. We have our guest, special guest, Dr. Deondra Smith, who's talking to us about dealing with the silent load. And as we wrap with this particular segment, Dr. Deondra, there is a question that a person asked to be anonymous. They said, could it be that society prioritizes marriages rather than the mental health of the individual? Now, I don't know if you can answer that as quickly as possible, but that's a really good question. Let me know your thoughts on that.
That's an excellent question. And the quick answer is yes. I think that when we think of just woman, we assume that woman means marriage. And now we forget that there are individuals in that unit. And so I agree. If let's say I am working with a couple for couples therapy, I always encourage individual therapy for that same reason. It is very, very important that if you want to navigate marital issues, you have to navigate individual issues first. So I think that's the biggest error that happens, is people overlook the individual part that is involved in a unit.
Oh, we about to invite you back specifically to that topic, because that's a juicy one. Like, honestly, and I got to move on. But Dr. Deondra, we want you to tell us where we can reach out for those who may want, you know, your services. You're a very intelligent, God-fearing lady wearing hats. You're just You're transparent. You know, you want someone who was real and practical, who's been there, you know, who can actually share, hey, I've been there, without any form of guilt or pride that's holding them back for whatsoever. We can see just how real you are, and we thank you just for your transparency. Thank you just for just, you know, your knowledge and your insight and being able to help those who've been tuning in. So tell us how they can reach out to you, and of course your podcast.
Yes. So if you are a social media light, I guess, you can find me on Instagram at Dr. DeAndre Smith, as well as on Facebook, same thing, Dr. DeAndre Smith. You can also reach out by email, drdeandresmith@gmail.com, if you have specific questions or if you're looking for service. So right now I am taking a pause, as we talk about self-care, I'm taking a pause on taking therapy clients. However, I do have a team of therapists that are working with me right at home. Mm-hmm. If, again, you are new to the therapy scene and you're not sure what to expect, let's talk. I promise you, after a conversation, you will now think of therapy a little bit different. And let me just plug this. Therapy and Jesus work hand in hand. That's a whole nother conversation.
Come on.
But I want you to know that it is important to know that this is a place that honors God in the work that we do. Okay. And then the last part about the podcast. Yes. A colleague and friend of mine are co-facilitators of a podcast known as Culture and Clarity, where we talk about Caribbean identity and the intersection of mental health. So if you are interested in you know, learning more about that conversation, check us out on YouTube, check us out on Instagram, and we look forward to the comments.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we got to get you and your colleague back. Thanks. All right. So to tune in, and please log into the Media Connect, the 242 Media Connect, because there are some people there who would want to know what you do, and you know, they want to invite you to their platforms as well. You were just tremendous. Thank you so much. You were wonderful. May God continue to bless you and the work of your hands. Yes, rest is important and paramount. So, honey, do you. All right. So thank you so much for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. I want to transition real quick. Thank you so much, Dr. DeAndre, and I'm going to reach out to you a little later on. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to transition.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I want to transition real quick with something that's taking place this weekend. It's called Women Walk. We have with us Candace Weish. She's the organizer of Women Walk, and Reverend Catherine Hamilton, who is the Oak Tree Medical Center representative, on the call. I just want to make sure that they are there. Chris, can you confirm that they are there? Yeah, let's connect them. Candace, are you there?
Good afternoon. Yes,
good
I'm
afternoon.
Here.
Is Reverend Catherine there?
Good afternoon. I'm
there.
In the
you
house.
Go. Listen, I love it. The energy. I done all the way up. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come and tune in and talk to us about what's taking place this weekend. Who's going first? Candace?
Sure. Well, thank you again for having us, and we really appreciate it. So this Saturday, Women Walk is a gathering of women, the men that love us, and children in support of solidarity for women and standing against domestic violence and child abuse. The event starts at 7:30. We assemble and we walk from Clifford Park to Bay Street and back at 8:00. And we are standing and we are praying at every other street. We are praying and declaring the goodness of God. We're tearing down the strongholds that are happening in this country, binding people to do evil things and painful things to our children and our women. And we are showing support in numbers. So we're excited. We're really excited, as you can tell.
I know your theme says we walk in faith, hope, and love. What does that message represent for women who will be participating?
It tells us that the Bible says we are to love. We are to love our neighbors. We are to love our sisters. And just for a little bit of background, Women Walk would have started because of the public outcry and anger that we collectively felt at the end of 2024, when Little Miss Adrienne Moxie was raped and murdered, when Miss Bernice Butler, the 72-year-old elderly lady in Ross Corner, was raped and murdered, and then the beating of Latasha Roll on that bus stop that we will never forget. It felt like something had to be done. Like, you can't just lay down and not feel their pain and feel the family's pain. And so Women Walk became an outlet of expression that we could pray and that we could gather and we could say enough is enough of what's happening in our country to our beautiful babies and our women. And so that's what Women Walk is about. We're marching, we're standing, we're praying, we're crying out to God, and we're also celebrating the goodness of all that makes us women.
I love that. Now, Reverend Catherine, you are a representative from Oak Tree Medical Center. What part do you play, or what role do you play in this particular event?
Thank you. Thank you. We are so excited. We are title sponsor of partners like Oak Tree and other corporate sponsors. The event is free. F-R-E-E. Free. We just need you to register, and Candace will tell us a little more about that.
Okay.
But you know, the key is, at the very heart of Oak Tree is a deep commitment to serving the people of the Bahamas.
Yes.
And we do that through strong, purpose-driven community partners such as Women Walk. And so we are excited to partner. We're excited to bring awareness to this much needed, these critical issues in our nation.
Absolutely.
We believe in corporate prayer. Our chief medical officer and our CEO, they have four children, three girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, there is a personal stake. We must protect the children and the women of this nation. And at Oak Tree, we're saying we're getting involved. We're sending a message. We need to protect the vulnerable. We need to promote dignity in this country, justice, and there must be more done. And we're saying we're on board.
I love that. And how can women register or get involved if they're listening right now and want to participate?
Sure. Remember, this is not just for women. This is for the men that love us and children.
Yes.
And like Reverend Hamilton said, this is free. Because of people like Oak Tree, because of people like Duncan, J.S. Johnson, and NASA Paradise Island Promotion Board and others that said, we want to commit to help social media platform. Look for Women Walk Bahamas. You'll find a QR code and you could click there. And it's just so that we can track our numbers. If you can't get to it, just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Just come out in your purple, which represents International Women's Day. And since we're still within that month, and come out for a morning of celebration and of solidarity. Let me tell you, hundreds of people came out last year. I was floored at the goodness of God. Our commissioner of police, Ms. Shanta Knowles, came with her team, and she's committed to coming again on Saturday. And so it's going to be a powerful expression of unity and solidarity. It's not across any political scope. We wear in purple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any particular denomination. It's non-denomination. It's everybody.
Yes.
Everybody has a personal stake in this because we have children.
Yes.
And we have to stand for our children and our children's children where they could grow up in a country where justice will be served and that they would be protected.
Absolutely. So what about people with different ministries, women ministries that may have, you know, their own perhaps attire, their own t-shirts, whatever have you. Is it okay that they wear the logos? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
We have had civic groups. We've had our Zontians, our Rotarians. Come in your groups. We've had GGYA. We're not saying you have to wear purple and white.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in a civic group or your church doesn't have a particular uniform, you could wear the purple and white. You could come in. We want the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We want unity. And we want the numbers of people to come out and worship God freely. We live in a country where we can walk the streets.
Yes.
Without any fear of retribution or backlash. And we better take advantage of that because we are a blessed nation to be able to do so. And I know Reverend Hamilton would agree.
Yes, ma'am. I am also the National Women's Director for Assemblies of God, Bahamas, Turks, and Caicos. So we have invited all of our churches. We have 10 churches here in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
We're inviting other groups. I'm a retiree of Commonwealth Bank. We're inviting Commonwealth Bank, other banks. We're inviting all and sundry. Come and support Women Walk. We need you. We need those numbers. We need to speak loudly and clearly and say we care. We care about what's happening in our country, and we are prepared to act. No more corporate Bahamas. No more just saying you care. We need you to be like Oak Tree, our title sponsor, and say we are going to support all of these types of initiatives. And so we need to hear from and see all of you on Saturday, March 21st. Not Bahamian time. 7:30 a.m. Clifford Park.
Can you tell us what your route looks like? Where are you coming? You're going to start from Clifford Park, and where are you,
Yes. So we're starting at Clifford Park East, you know, where they have the carnival
mm-hmm.
during the holidays. We're going to come down Marcus Bethel Drive. We're going to hang right onto West Bay Street, and we're going to go down to Bay. We're going on Bay. We turn on Parliament Street, and then we head to Shirley, and we literally just make a loop, passing the Central Bank, passing mm-hmm. Government House. And let me tell you, on each of those significant points, we have prayer points. We are praying for justice. We are praying for the economy of this country. We are praying for the protection of our children. So on every street corner, there's a different intercessor. They're going to be leading out the intercession. So from there, we go back around, back onto Bay Street, and then back up to Clifford Park. And it's going to be electric. Like last year, Ms. Latasha Roll was pushed by the Commissioner of Police. She was our honoree. She's coming out, mm-hmm. out again this year. Her legs aren't strong enough yet for her to actually walk it, but we've been in contact and she's coming. And this is just the power of unity. We want to be our sister's keeper.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't want to just say we care about you and God bless you and be released. We want to be God's hands and feet. And this is a tangible way for us to stand and say, we care about what's happening. We hate it. And we're going to tear it down through prayer primarily.
Yes.
I love that. Let's go, ladies. Let's go. Let's go, men. Let's go. Let's
yes.
go, children. Let's go. Let's stand and make a difference at the Women Walk. You know, the theme, again, is in faith, hope, and love. They're going to be, we're going to be, because, you know, I'm a part of this as well.
Woo-hoo.
I got to be there in the place.
Yes.
March 21st, 7:30 a.m. at
yes.
Clifford Park East,
yes.
okay, come in your purple. If you don't have your purple, come in your civic uniform. If you don't have that, come in your white t-shirt, but just come. That's what
yes.
we want. Come, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited. Thank you so much, Candice, for this initiative. Thank you for your yes. You know, I shared this
yes.
with you earlier. Thank you for your yes. And of course, we know, and this is it's a valuable lesson for us all as women, as leaders, as people who God is literally looking for people on the earth, searching for people on the earth that he can actually share, you know, what he would want done for us to do. But you have some people who be like, no, man, I ain't into that, man. Call I use somebody else. Don't use me. I, you know what I mean? And so we lose out on so much when you say
yeah.
no, when an individual say, I'm scared, when an individual allows, you know, these various spirits of fear to come in. And so so many other people are losing out because you just don't know how to say yes, because you don't have, you know, the capacity to say, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to have the courage to go ahead and do it. So it's women like you. And then, of course, there's women like Reverend Catherine and, you know, sharing this mandate to other people and spreading it. The reason why last year was so successful, but I can't wait to see how this year is going to be even more successful because
yes.
of your yes. So thank you. Thank you. And as someone just shared, use me, Lord, on the Facebook platform. That's right. We want to
yes.
be used. It's people like
Amen.
Like Candice who's saying yes and now making an impact in this country. You know what it is?
Yes.
I think this is, if I sound correct, the very first time that we've actually had something like this where women can come together and pray in unity, in oneness. And, you know, we always talk about how when women come together, we're always bringing people down, we're always tearing people down. No, we have a group of women who's a country to bring our country back, you know, to bring
yes.
the judicial system back in place, you know, to bring, you know, the families back in place, to say no to rape and different sorts of abuses. And we're coming together in unity and in oneness. And that is so beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Here we are, Lord. Send us, right?
Send
yes.
us.
We don't do it.
Yes.
I love
if
it.
If we don't do it, who will? Like, I wrestled with it. I didn't want to tell my apostle that this is what God said to do. Because the minute I told her, then she would say, let's do it. And it takes a team. This isn't my agenda. This is God's agenda.
Yes.
And he put such a wonderful group of women and men around that say, I want to help. How can I help? And it has just been tremendous, the outpouring of support. That
mm-hmm.
when you have an idea that's a God-given idea, he pays for it.
That's
the event
it.
Is completely paid for.
That's it.
With overage going to Legacy's women's group. And then we hope to get more money to help the crisis center
yes.
and to help the domestic violence unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We want this to grow. And let me tell you, I was like, how can we grow from this? Okay, we do the walk, we do the prayer, but then what, right? So soon coming, we're going to have some public service announcements. We're working on them now. The Lord said to saturate the airways with truth. Think about it, Coach. When these young girls are sitting in that car after being molested by their father or their uncle, and they have to drive to school and pretend like they're okay, they need to hear something on the radio that says, baby, this is not normal. And here's a phone number you're going to sneak and call so that people can help you. So the next iteration of Women Walk, we're moving into advocacy, and we're going to have public service announcements on the radio and on TV to say, baby, this ain't normal. And God has more for you. And that's what we're headed to, awareness and to find hope, and then also to raise money. Because if you call a number for the crisis center to have enough money to help this little girl who's being molested at her house.
And thank then you the, so much. I'm excited about it for you. As we're wrapping up, because you literally have three more minutes before another show comes on board. But I want to thank you once again for being a part of this organization, Oak Tree Medical Center, and for all the other sponsors that are making sure that Women Walk, a successful one. And once again, as Candace stated, that when God calls you to do something, just be assured that he's going to supply it. You know, he's going to be the financer. Okay. He who has begun a good work in you shall complete it. And that comes with the resources as well. Okay. And the people to help you build. And so thank you, ladies. May God continue to bless you on this Sunday. I look forward to walking and praying along with you on Saturday morning. God's willing.
Amen.
All right.
Thank
have a beautiful so Sunday. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Right. Thank you.
Y'all, today was heavy, but it was wonderful. It was much needed. And it's amazing how everything just incorporates. I know Dr. Deondra have some things to say regarding what was shared today, but we don't even have time to do that. But Doc, we're going to bring you back on board. I just wanted to put you back on just to say thank you once again. Thank you for your pour. Thank you just for being you. Thank you, Dr. Deondra Smith. Okay. And then can you state the name of your...
Sorry, I just want to say I wish I was home to go to that.
I know you would have been to that. I know you would have been there, ma'am. I know. The name of your practice and how people can reach you once more before we end.
Harbor Light Wellness Center. So if you are home in the Bahamas, you can email info at hlwcbah.com. So hlwcbah.com. If you want to reach out to me personally, drdeondrasmith@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we're wrapping up. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith. And salute to Stefan. All right. Listen, honor him, please. Okay. That's it. Because how we can end the show without saying something? All right. Mr. Smith, shout out to you, sir. God bless you. God bless your family.
Yes,
all right. So in closing, episode 166, The Silent Load, The Mental Weight Women Carry, with our wonderful guest, Dr. Deondra Smith. It's been brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching. Go to www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for life and relationship coaching. John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, The Children's Dream Journal, where you can find it at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale or on Amazon, 242 Media Connect on Facebook, where we are connecting media, speakers, and stories across the Bahamas and beyond. If you have a voice to share, join us on Facebook today. Next week, we're going to be talking about hair loss. We're going to have Dr. Sharon Neely, and she has a co-host as well who'll be along with her. We're going to talk about that. So I want to thank you, my producer, Chris, for holding it down today. Yeah, we started off with little technical difficulties, but he made sure that we were straight, right? So thank you, sir. Thank you to your Lane listeners. Excuse me, new listeners, thank you. I pray that you continue to like and follow the page. I hope that you continue to stay with us. I am Coach Trish Hanna, and we are on air every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. I pray that you were all empowered, educated, and encouraged to stay in your lane today, walk in your purpose, and take care of the mind and heart God gave you. Until next time, happy Sunday and happy International Women's Month. God bless you.